This is part one of Baby Brother, written by Creepy Krabs. Sleep Radio. Dad, my 5-year-old son would call out to me, do I have a baby brother? I always snickered at the thought. No, son, you do not have a baby brother. Are you sure I don't? He questioned. Yes, I'm sure. Elias, my son, would ask me this question frequently. My wife would always insist that he was hitting for us to have another child. One little menace is enough for now, I protested. One morning was different from the rest, though. Elias didn't ask me the question. Strange, so I decided to bring it up myself. Elias, aren't you going to ask me if I have a baby brother? I joked. He looked up at me with confusion in his face.
Dad, you said I didn't, though, right?
I laughed out loud. Of course you don't. Not yet, at least. Why do you want to know so bad anyways, buddy?
Elias reverted his attention toward his breakfast of waffles. Because, Dad, if I don't have a baby brother then, I don't know what's coming out into my room at night to play.
What? I started placing my coffee mug onto the table and pushing the morning papers aside.
Yeah,
Elias shouted excitedly.
He's lots of fun, but I don't like the way he always comes at night, because I'm sometimes too tired to play.
A little boy come into your room? I questioned. Either my kid has a great imagination or...
Yeah, a little boy, littler than me, he replied. But he kinda looks like me. That's why I think he was my baby brother, Dad. He crawls out from under my bed at night to play.
What? You to play? I asked, deciding to go along with it.
Is he a boy from the neighborhood?
Nah, he isn't a boy from the neighborhood, Elias confirmed.
We play lots of things, but I don't like when he asks me to go under the bed. It's dark under there and smells funny. But Dad, it only smells funny under there when he's there with me.
I suddenly stood up and marched toward the stair.
Dad, Dad,
Elias called after me. Upon entering his toileted room, I noticed a slight odor. All I can say is whatever it was smelled, festered. I searched under the bed, but nothing or no one was to be found. Just for safe measure, I checked the closet as well. Nothing. Kids really do have a powerful imagination. It's something I admire much. No matter how bored a child may be, he or she will always find a way to entertain themselves through their imagination, fabricating pretend worlds, objects, and people. But later that same night, around 11:45 p.m., I could almost swear that I heard my son giggling in his room. And his giggle wasn't the only I heard.